decision from the Trump administration was not unexpected. Basically, what happened was, under the it wasn't so much rescinding a law, it was rescinding legal guidance. The Obama administration Department of Justice and Department of Education took the position that the federal law that prevents sex discrimination in education, known as Title IX, also covered transgender students, that discrimination on the basis of gender identity is discrimination on the basis of sex and therefore falls under Title IX. And so the guidance we're talking about basically was legal guidance, not binding, but still influential and important, to school districts about what their obligations are to treat transgender students fairly and consistently with the Obama administration's interpretation of Title IX. Really, what this comes down to is that particular interpretation of Title IX is disputed. Some people say Congress, when it passed that law decades ago, couldn't have had in mind the idea of including gender identity as part of the protected discrimination. So really, that's the main issue that the Supreme Court will be asked to hash out in this case. Does the federal law already on the books that prevents discrimination on the basis of sex, which has long been understood to assist women in achieving equal opportunity in education, does that extend to gender identity as well? Sure. And so we will see. I thought one of the most interesting parts of that story was what was revealed in some of the reporting that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, no surprise, he is no friend of the LGBT community and never has been during his years in the Senate. He was very much in favor of this. The Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, who I think many people sort of viewed skeptically, she has a background of kind of religious conservative activism, that she actually was standing up for continuing this guidance, and she was resistant to the idea of doing what was ultimately done.
I had heard that DeVos, that was her original way that she was leaning. And to me, it's just kind of perplexing to begin with.
I think it's an example of the phenomenon that we saw unfold over 20 years with gay and lesbian rights and ultimately same-sex marriage. That is, eventually notions of equality and seeing people as human beings and understanding the impact on their dignity, eventually that penetrates even into the minds of many people who are otherwise conservative on issues or have religious perspectives on issues. Maybe we're starting to see that with transgender equality as well, that Betsy DeVos, despite her generally conservative policy background, was actually able to see this issue in human terms and in terms of the potential human costs if transgender students are not treated fairly. But as we said, her position in the end did not carry the day. I don't think Trump really cares about policy one way or the other. I think Trump is somebody, though, who's an excellent politician. And I think he's calculated that the country is already, the same-sex marriage debate is over, and there's nothing to be gained by trying to reopen that or trying to keep fighting that front. I think he recognizes that the situation is different with transgender equality, and this is just something that he can give to his base and to religious and social conservatives. At the end of the day, I don't think he has any strong policy views in this area. I think he views it entirely in terms of, well, you know, I want the gays and lesbians with me, but the transgender people, it's more important that I have the social conservatives.
Sure.
Yeah, and we do know that Mike Pence is significantly stronger in his opinions in that case. Do you see maybe the Trump administration, any future issues facing the LGBT community because of Mike Pence's influence in that?
Well, Congress may consider initiatives that are purported to strengthen religious liberty and to help religious conservatives resist gay and lesbian civil rights. We'll see what kind of weight the administration throws behind that. You know, in many different day-to-day decisions, executive branch agencies do things that end up potentially affecting LGBT rights in ways that are often maybe small. The Obama administration's State Department under Hillary Clinton took a very aggressive position promoting LGBT rights as human rights in international forums like the UN. We'll see the extent to which Mike Pence, you know, tries to keep how committed he is on this issue to trying to roll back progress.
Any final thoughts on the policy, the administration, and moving forward with the LGBTQ community?
I just think the LGBT movement's at a really, really interesting time right now. The marriage debate, there is isolated resistance to it. There's still bad bills and bad laws in some red states that have to be fought back. We have this birth certificate issue now that's going to the Federal Court of Appeals in Chicago. Indiana's refusing to treat essentially the birth documentation that children of same-sex couples get in the same way as the birth documentation that children of opposite-sex couples get. So there are still fires to be put out, but I'm not sure that the LGBT movement nationally has kind of decided what its priorities are. In some sense, it is transgender equality and dignity, I think. In some sense, it's continuing to advance the fight for anti-discrimination laws at the state and federal levels. I think one interesting phenomenon is there's been no talk whatsoever of an LGBT anti-discrimination law in this session of the General Assembly. Evidently, the LGBT lobbying groups have just given up on that as a lost cause, and neither side really wants to compromise and get maybe a partial solution and give a little bit and at least get something and try to come back later and get a stronger law after a few years. That issue just has gone completely silent in Indiana, which I think is unfortunate in some ways.